The primary anxiety of any parent is the welfare of their child. However, parents of adult children with severe disabilities feel even more anxiety with not knowing how their child will cope without them. Dr. Anita Sharma talks with Alicia Banks, the parent of an adult with multiple disabilities, about her fear for her son's future on this week's Life Transitions.
Alicia, you are the parent of a grown-up child with multiple severe disabilities. Now, as you are getting older, what are some of the thoughts that go through your mind? You have also been a caretaker for your mother. So yes. You are that sandwich generation taking care of a parent and taking care of a grown-up son.
That's true. And I think as I look back on that time before we lost mother, the busyness of it all, the demands of it all, I guess you'd say kept me from losing it. And then as we lost her, then I began to focus more on the future for my son and his care and who's going to provide that when I'm gone and when his dad is gone. And even prior to that, as we age and are less able to physically care for him, what are the solutions of how we're going to manage him and keep him at home? I know that there are some solutions. My son is fortunate and has the waiver services, but not everyone does. And that breaks my heart because I don't know how we would keep him at home without those services. And also, there's the option of special needs trust that we've looked at and taken care of. And then there's the ABLE Act, which is a savings account. All those things are necessary ingredients to making life after us doable.
How old is your son?
He's 32.
And what is his functional level?
He's about 4.
So you're taking care of a grown-up 4-year-old, and obviously that is the reason for your fears that once you're gone, people will not take care of him the way you did.
That's right. No one will take care of him the way I do or my husband does. But even to a level of maintaining and meeting his needs, you worry that even the simplest things won't be provided because he has to have care with everything that he does, his eating, his toileting, his hygiene. He requires assistance with everything. I worry and wonder who will manage that.
If those waiver services are not available, what can people do?
Well, other family members are about the only other option, or paying for help, which very few of us can afford to
pay
for help.
That would be so expensive.
Would be impossible in most people's case. So we have to look to family members who can take the responsibility for it. My biggest message, I guess, is make the plans now while you're still able to make plans. Get it, roadmap. Write it all down. Make certain that you know who's responsible for what after you've gone. Nobody wants to think about it, but we all must. And now's the time.
My guest for today was Alicia Banks, who is the founding director of Families Helping Families and a parent of a grown-up son with disabilities. This is Anita Sharma.
Life Transitions is produced with the College of Business and Social Sciences at the University of Louisiana, Monroe. Find out more at kedm.org.